This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back into a show on a Wednesday that we call Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well here on 96.5 The Fan. Matt McMullen, Chiefs Insider, will join us at 9 o'clock today to talk all things Trey Smith, Trent McDuffie, Kansas City Chiefs, how excited he is for St. Joe.
Oh, he loves the dorms.
Yeah,
he loves it.
But don't forget, today is National Hot Dog Day.
Did Binkley text you on that one?
No, actually, I saw it on X. Celebrate National Hot Dog Day with 5-cent hot dogs. Nathan's original hot dog price from 1916. Today, 7:16 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check to see your location is participating with the link below. We'll see you for lunch. And then Joey Chestnut quote tweeted it.
What, which place is doing this? Nathan's is doing it?
I don't know if we have
Nathan's here. That sounds like something that's in a food court at a mall.
Could you imagine if Costco did 5-cent tacos or 5-cent hot dogs?
Oh, they'd never shut down. I mean, people would be lined up around the block. I mean,
what is it, $1.25?
$1.50, baby. $1.50. Yeah.
And never change. Joey Chestnut quote tweeted and said, "It's a good day to be a hot dog lover. Another bad day to be a hot dog."
Oh, God. What a turn. I mean, would you rather hang out with Joey Chestnut or this guy?
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
Well, I've technically already hung out with Joey Chestnut.
Costco is unbelievable because when the price of hot dogs was going up, they made their own. They said, you know, we're keeping it $1.50. We're going to produce our own hot dog now. And so they have their own house, Kirkland brand now, to keep that price down at $1.50 for everybody. So good job out of Costco.
Love it.
Also, good job out of Jimmy Graham. They finished that an Arctic row.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They finished in a little over 10 days rowing 584 nautical miles. Jeez. And we talked about this yesterday. Jimmy Graham basically left Norway and sailed up to some other Norway and Slovenon or something or wherever the hell he went. But Jimmy Graham, Andrew Tropp, Hannah Huppy, and John Huppy broke the previous record of a team of four of 15 days. They beat it by 5 days.
Hey, you have Jimmy Graham out there.
They set the record by 5 days, not 1/10 of a second.
Jeez.
Okay, 5 days they beat this record. And so they say more people have been on the moon than have done this Arctic challenge. And so congratulations to Jimmy Graham. They set off July 4th and they arrived on July 14th, 18 months of training for this thing.
John Heyman out here doing the Lord's work for you, Mr. Fesco.
Yeah.
3 minutes ago, the swing off participants were predetermined by the teams, set a day in advance. Travel plans impacted starters' ability to participate.
That's what some people are saying. And, okay. and you know, Ben Maller told me, and we'll talk to him tomorrow, that Dave Roberts, I guess, said something after the game of like, yeah, we just kind of looked around and saw this guy standing over here. It was like, get out there and do it. So I think Major League Baseball wants you to believe that that it was determined ahead of time. But I don't know that I'll read you the exact text from Maller. MLB claimed they were predetermined before the game. However, Dave Roberts pretty much expressed that was not the case. He said the guy from the Marlins found out right before.
Mm.
So which is it? Did they predetermine or find out right before?
Dusty, I need to come over to your house.
I don't know if I want that to happen. Anyways, so yesterday we did like the, you know, pick one over the other. This one I'm going to give you guys odds for division winners, and I just want to ask you who you have winning the NFC divisions, and then I'll tell you what their odds are. So we will start with the NFC North, maybe the best division in football, one of the toughest divisions in football. Yep. Who do you have winning this division?
Vikings.
Okay.
I'm going with the Vikings. I like the Vikings in this one, man. I'm going with Minnesota. I don't know what to expect out of Detroit. I'm not a believer in Visa MasterCard coaching the Bears and his quarterback. And Green Bay to me just isn't there. So I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings on this one.
Mac, who do you have winning the NFC North?
Wow. So you like J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, I like the unknown better than the known of Caleb Williams. I'll tell you that, right? I think Caleb Williams sucks.
Mm.
That's fine. There's still two other teams with good quarterbacks.
Yeah, and they lost their offensive and defensive coordinators. I think that's going to be...
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's big, and I'm just not a believer in the big step back by Jordan Love last year.
Yeah, it was. He was hurt. I'm going to go with the Packers, and I trust in Jordan Love that he'll be back fully healthy.
MVP candidate.
They drafted a number one wide receiver. They haven't had one of those. They've had 6-2s, but they finally have a number one. Hopefully, that defense is another year better. I think the Vikings and Lions might miss the playoffs. I'm not booking that, but that's where I'm leaning right
so
now.
So Detroit is the favorite to win the division at +135. Mm-hmm. Second best odds are the Green Bay Packers at +260. Third best odds are Minnesota at +360, and the Bears are at +450. I think this is a year in which it's probably Detroit's for one more run. They still have the offensive stars on that team. They haven't really had to, you know, pay a ton of people, get rid of anybody. They still have Montgomery. They still have Gibbs. They still have Brown. They still have Laporta, Williams. All that's still there for Dan Campbell not to really screw it up too bad if he doesn't have to lean on his coordinators. Whereas Minnesota, there could be no Jordan Addison for three games. You have J.J. McCarthy, but Kevin O'Connell's that dude's a G, man.
The dude's a quarterback whisperer, yeah. Man. Next to Andy Reid, he may be the best quarterback coach in the NFL.
But
right
I now. Do think, if I had to be honest with you, I think this division will come down between Detroit and Chicago. I think that they've done enough to help out Caleb Williams. I think they have a good, competent coach in there with Caleb Williams. He did the thing that, like, we always hate. We wanted to see Mahomes play right away. Ben Johnson was like, you know what? I'm going to wait until the situation's right, until I know that I'm ready. And now he's ready. And if he's not, then it's just classic Chicago.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, they did a lot for Caleb Williams. Would tell us you kind of what they think about Caleb Williams. All right, we need 10 other guys around this guy to prop him up.
That's one angle. The other angle is we really believe in this guy, and we're going to put all our resources in making sure that he comes out.
I think they have to because of the Mitch Trubisky, the failures.
He's the number one overall pick. Yeah, they have to.
I mean, yes. Like they've swung and missed at so many quarterbacks.
Trubisky went second overall.
Yeah.
But Caleb Williams is the number one overall pick.
I think they would have been okay with a new coach going, yeah, maybe we don't want this quarterback. You know, he was the pass regime. Maybe we'll give you an opportunity. Number one, there's no quarterbacks to draft. And number two, if the Mitch Trubisky failure and Patrick Mahomes success thing didn't happen, I think the Bears would probably look at this maybe a little bit differently. And then they had the Justin Fields failure up there in Chicago. So they need to make this quarterback have success is what I'm getting at.
Do you know who statistically the best quarterback is for the Chicago Bears franchise?
Statistically speaking, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go with Mitch Trubisky.
Jay Cutler.
Hell yeah. Jay. Yeah.
I love Jay Cutler.
They've never had a 4,000-yard passer, the Bears.
Ever.
I mean, the Bears have never had a good quarterback. Let's just call it what it is. They haven't.
Sexy Rexy. Come on now. Yeah. Gator, baby. Played the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did. You're not wrong about that. But like the Chicago Bears, they've been around 100 years, and they've had no quarterback.
You go to the NFC. Go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, on the Lions, they did lose Frank Ragnow and Kevin Zeitler. So not only did they lose their guru, Ben Johnson, they lost two of their best offensive linemen. So
that's huge. That may be bigger than losing, you know, Lane
Johnson.
They also
get Aiden Hutchinson back this year as well.
Yeah, huge. But, yeah. I mean, huge. Yeah, it's big,
and
obviously.
The secondary is healthy again.
But those are two big. you're right, Mac. Those are two large losses on the offensive side of the football.
And I know you don't like Ben Johnson, but he had them fake fumbling and throwing to offensive. Like, they were having fun. They were doing whatever they wanted to do.
I don't know anything about him. I don't praise assistant coaches as great head coaches. We have seen way too many of these losers fail.
Mm. NFC East, where there hasn't been the same winner 2 years in a row in 20 years. It's crazy. And the team that leads the way has a negative in front of their odds. But guys, who wins the NFC East?
I'm only picking Washington because it has to be a different team.
By default?
That's the only reason I'm picking Washington. Because you're right, the last 20 years, it's been that's unbelievable. In this day and age in the NFL, where you're playing with only four teams in a division, there hasn't been a repeat winner in 20 years in the NFC East.
What's more impressive, that there hasn't been an NFC East repeat in 20 years in this day and age NFL, or the fact that the Chiefs are about to win their 10th consecutive AFC West?
Both are equally impressive, I think, really. Both are equally impressive. It also goes It also goes to show you what a big fraud Jerry Jones and Dallas are. Like, they can't even win that division.
Barnaby?
Everybody
Who's
wants
having
to
sex with Jerry
put
Jones?
This guy up on the, oh, look at this. The Cowboys are so good. So I'm going to go Washington just because it's got to be somebody different in the NFC East, and I'm not ready to say the Giants, even though Jackson Dart's knocking people off of jet skis.
Hello, America.
Yeah, give me Philly. I'll go with the repeat. They'll break the streak.
Philly's going to do it this year?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, I'm going with Washington as well.
Philly hangover, bro.
I'm going to go with Washington. I want to go with Dallas, but again, there hasn't been a repeat, so I don't want to pick Philly. They've been repeating this.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
We've missed that. It hasn't been football season.
Yes. That's always Jerry Jones season, though.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true. But no, I like Washington. They really revamped their team after being very successful. I know the thought of the sophomore slump is there, but let's look at it the way it is. Philadelphia, now you're in the Chiefs category. Target's on your back.
Can you handle it? Because when the target was on their back and they were 10-1, they melted like the Wicked Witch of the East.
You like that, Chiefs fans? Cowboys, not a chance. They are plus 600. Nobody wants the Giants. Nobody wants to take a flyer. No one takes to throw a dart on Dart. Mm-mm. After he knocked his buddy off a Sea-Doo from about 58 yards away.
I mean, nailed that dude. It was awesome. It was so cool.
It was really cool. It was sick. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty tight.
That's fun.
Washington plus 225. Dallas plus 600, the Giants plus 3,000.
Plus 3,000 to win the division? Well, that. I mean, that's good money right there, though.
No one's won it twice in a year. You got a 1-3 shot to win it. And then Philadelphia minus 145 to win the NFC East. We move on to the NFC West, everyone's favorite division. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Arizona, Seattle. Who say you guys?
I'm going to go with the Rams on this one. I like the coach quarterback combination. In my opinion, that's the best one in the NFC West. And so I'm going to go with Sean McVay, and I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford. Kind of their American pie as well. Their senior year, I kind of feel like with Matthew Stafford.
37.
One last kind of go around on all this. So I'm going to go with them. And who's older, McVay or Stafford? And I'm being serious. Stafford. With that. Stafford may be older than McVay.
I think McVay's like 35.
Well, he was 30. I feel like he was 35.
I feel like he's a couple years older.
Is he 40 now?
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite 40.
39.
Yeah, he's not 40
yet. He'll be 40 in January.
Yeah, so I love that quarterback. I love Sean McVay. I think that's the team to win the West this year.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think that defense was really good and young last year with the defensive rookie of the year in Jared Verse. I think they get another year better, too, but the Niners right on their back.
Yeah, I just love what Stafford has as options at receiver. I mean, Puka Nacua and Davante Adams, and then behind him, he has Kyren Williams. I know that I'm hard. Very much so. If you ever going to stack fantasy people, the Rams are a very stackable team. You could have three guys on your team all on the Rams because you could take Puka, you could take Kyren Williams in the second, you could probably get Davante Adams in the third, and that might be a stretch. I bet his ADP is much lower than that. Dropped. Sorry to be a nerd for a second there. But, man, why do I want to take Arizona?
Oh, he's back.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Kyler Lover.
I know, but it's like.
He's sucking you back in.
But it's also like Marvin Harrison Jr.
I know. You like Marvin, and you like the black uniforms with the white helmet.
And I feel like Marvin can make a quarterback better. And you look.
Well, he doesn't have much to work with.
We met McBride, too. He was great.
Right.
Great guy.
McBride's fantastic.
Yes.
Thanks for the hat.
Yeah, seriously.
You look at what Marvin Harrison can do. Like, Justin Jefferson has made quarterbacks better. And if Marvin Harrison Jr. is this prophet that a lot of people think he can be, maybe he can elevate Kyler Murray. I mean, Kyler Murray is athletic enough to make things work in this day and age of the NFL. It's just, can he do it?
Does he want to be that quarterback either? I think Kyler, to me, I don't know. My perception is he might, but I mean, it is what it is, right? He's playing the video games, doing all that kind of stuff. You know, your perception is everything when you're the quarterback in the NFL. You can't make those type. I don't even want to call him a mistake. He's a kid. He's playing video games, but the football fan takes it the wrong way. You know?
The number one odds in the NFC West, per ESPN, and this is what we're looking at. ESPN has the San Francisco 49ers as the number one seed in this team at +150. The Rams at +175. So it's close.
It's really close.
I feel like you should flip those just for, you know, maybe just for, you know, educational sakes. And then Arizona +450 and the Seahawks +550. So I don't know. The Seahawks are kind of an enigma, right? Like, they have JSN outside.
I really like
they
him.
Got Cooper Kupp outside.
I'm off
they
on
got
him.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah. It's the way Sam Darnold ended the year, I think, has turned a lot
and
of
and he's
people
away
off.
From your guy.
And he's away from the quarterback whisperer, man. Yes. I think that's a huge deal. I don't even know who coaches Seattle, let alone if he's a quarterback coach.
What's
he's
a not. Bigger deal? Sam Darnold away from Kevin O'Connell or Ben Johnson away from Dan Campbell?
I think, like, I say it's both again, but I mean,
I think it's the first one.
Darnold and O'Connell?
Yeah, I do too. I think Sam Darnold turns back into, you know,
the pumpkin.
I know. Matt likes him a lot. But
well, part of that reason was because of the situation, though, was because I felt like with O'Connell, with a number one, he can be that guy. I don't know if he has that now.
O'Connell may be... I'm going to use this term, but I don't mean it like that. Like the next Andy Reid, the next mainstay long-term coach that is with an organization forever, you know, because eventually Tomlin's going
to
leave.
You can put it with Andy Reid, but you can put it with guys that are similar, like McVay, guys like LaFleur.
But I think he coaches longer than all of those guys. I just feel like he's going to be that old school coach in 30 years. Yeah. Mac is doing the show and we're retired, Dusty. Like, he's going to be talking about Kevin O'Connell. And he goes, I remember when I was in my 20s and I liked this guy. And now look what he's doing. He's on a second go around.
I don't know.
I don't know. But Dusty created that.
That's not me.
It's him.
Everybody
that's
likes true. My impersonations.
And you do it to yourself, too.
It's Mini Bink.
Yeah, Mini Bink. But I do. I think, like, if I'm looking at the landscape of coaches right now in 20 years, which coach I think is still going to be around coaching team, I think it's going to be Kevin O'Connell.
Love it.
May not
love
be it. Minnesota because Andy didn't, you know, obviously in two places it happens, but I think in 20 years, in 2045, right, I think Kevin O'Connell is still a coach in the NFL. I don't know that anybody else coaching today still is in the NFL, but I feel like he's going to turn so many quarterbacks into superstars. People are going to be like, this is the next guy.
NFC South, Mac's favorite division in the NFC.
I don't think there's any debate here, right? I
mean, you really don't think there's debate?
I don't. I think it's really? Tampa, and I don't think there's anybody else.
Okay.
So I would take Atlanta. I like what Atlanta has to offer. I look at Tampa Bay as like a team that is kind of like a bridge that doesn't really can't take much more water because Mike Evans is another year older. Mm-hmm. I get it. He's a freak. Every year he has 1,000 yards. Chris Godwin's going to miss probably some time, or will he be ready to go by week one?
I think he's going to miss some time.
Yeah, because he got hurt late in the season.
Yeah, and now Tristan Wirfs
going to miss time. They have no left tackle. Baker Mayfield, I'm not saying that he has pressure, but now that he's finally accepted and finally made it and finally has this sort of like house money feel.
He does, yeah.
We'll see if it carries over. Carolina +400 and the New Orleans Saints +1,100. I think they're both out.
New Orleans Saints have better odds to win the division than the Giants do?
That's right.
Well, I guess it's a weaker division. That makes sense, yeah.
And Atlanta's at +225, Tampa Bay at +100. I like Atlanta in this division. I like Atlanta. They're younger. They're healthier. They have superstars all over the field on defense and on offense. Obviously, you have their running back in Bijan Robinson. Plus, they run kind of like a dual-headed running back with Algier as well. You have Drake London on the outside, who I think is good. And then, guys, I don't know if you heard this or not, this is the year for Kyle Pitts.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, Mac, your thoughts?
Absolutely.
He's all in. He wants year. Kyle Pitts.
I'm excited to see Michael Penix from the jump.
And then there's your young guy, man.
I'm excited. He was and my favorite quarterback last year.
Go out there and have fun, young man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah.
Middle-aged man.
They play week one.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays week one?
Bucks Falcons, week one.
Oh, that's a good start
it's
to
a great,
the season.
Yeah, at noon. Yeah.
And
awesome.
Then it's a noon game, too. Spiro Dides and Solomon Wilcott's coming to you live from a half-filled dome.
If you'd like to have some coin in the Hall of Fame game, you're more than welcome to. It is a pick 'em on the spread, and the over-under is 32.5. But the first game of the season, which is 50 days away, not the Chiefs' first game, which is 51 days away, Cowboys in Philly, the lines are out. Philly is a 7-point favorite, and the over-under in that game is 46.5, if you're interested in that. Some other odds within the league. We look at MVP odds. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, the favorites at plus 550. Joe Burrow, plus 650. Mahomes, plus 700. I like that. I think that's a great $25 bet. If you don't want to, like, you know, bet the whole house on it, I know some of you out there will bet 100 to try to win 800 total. Jaden Daniels, he's at plus 750. I like that as well. I think he does avoid the sophomore slump. If they win that division, interesting to see what happens out of that.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts, plus 1,700. Justin Herbert, plus 1,800 in your first non-quarterback position with MVP odds. Saquon Barkley at plus 5,000.
Plus, it jumps so much. So much.
Oh, yeah. That's the first one.
And while I'm a Jalen Hurts apologist, and I think he is a really good quarterback, we know Saquon Barkley should have been the MVP last year.
Or Joe Burrow.
Whose turn is it this year?
Joe Burrow's.
Hasn't gotten it yet.
All my money will go on Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes win MVPs.
I think those are two really good bets. The Mahomes bet is great every year because it's always plus money. So you know you're going to win some decent enough cash. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow is the next one, so that seems like the logical pick because that's the way the voters seemingly are voting on this one.
Offensive player of the year, Saquon Barkley, the leader in the clubhouse at plus 650. Slight jump. Then it's Ja'Marr Chase at plus 950. The money that I would put on offensive player of the year, which is Jahmyr Gibbs, also plus 950. Derrick Henry at plus 1600 and Bijan Robinson at plus 1600. Defensive player of the year award for Chris Jones.
Where's Jefferson on that? Do you see Jefferson? I've got him at plus 14 on FanDuel, and I think that's a good bet, too.
That's a really good bet.
J.J. McCarthy's got to lift him up if he's got 1,600
yards.
Two-time
winner of that award, too, by the way.
There you go.
Chris Jones, odds to win Defensive Player of the Year, plus 6,000.
That's a good bet.
Come on.
That's a good bet.
Yeah.
People are excited about Chris Jones. He's a known player. He starts off really, really hot. You know, those odds are going to drop in a big way. So if you're thinking Chris Jones has that opportunity to be Defensive Player of the Year, get it in him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Plus 6,000. That's a really good return on investment right there.
Well, he better get 20 sacks.
And again, I know that's the thing, Dusty.
Sorry.
That's
as much a DN position that it is a quarterback's position of the MVP.
It is.
You're right.
And then Andy Reid, if you want to put your money in again, Bob, on $5, plus 9,000 for coach of the year. Yeah, doesn't have the worst 9, odds, though.
No, he does not.
Nick Sirianni, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.